Before Russia invaded Ukraine, 29-year-old Mikita Zakharchenko spent half a decade working on ships.
I worked in Europe. It's Mediterranean Sea, North Sea, England also. Yeah, we work in the big container ships.
Now he's spending his days on another ship, the MV Malaspina. The former Alaska Marine Highway mainliner is undergoing a transformation. It was purchased earlier this year by the owners of the Mill at Ward Cove. That's a private cruise ship terminal operating out of Ketchikan's old pulp mill. Zakharchenko and three other refugees are working to turn the Malaspina into a museum and maritime training center and housing for the cruise terminal's seasonal employees. Zakharchenko says when he first arrived in early June, the former ferry was showing its age.
Before, it looks like it's nobody lived for 3 years here. It's looking, it's not so bad, but you need to organize everything. It was dirty, too much dust, feel not so fresh air inside. We cleaning, remove it, everything. Yeah, some lights is not working, don't work in the toilets, pipes, something. Yeah, also, yeah, now everything is okay. Yeah, we're trying to make it better, yeah.
Now the lights are on, the water is running, and 16 people are living aboard, including the four refugees and a dozen employees of the cruise terminal. By day, Zakharchenko works on restoring the boat. In the evenings, you're likely to find him at the Malaspina's bar, playing foosball, watching TV, or enjoying a home-cooked meal with the shipmates. He comes to Ketchikan from the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. He says the city had grown tense since Russia's annexation of nearby Crimea in 2014. Then this spring, tanks and troops started pouring over Ukraine's borders with Russia and Belarus. He says he knew it wouldn't be long before the fighting arrived at his doorstep.
It started from the 24th of February. We think it's full-out war, and we need to find some safe place.
He fled to the western part of the country and started volunteering. He stayed in Ukraine for another 2 weeks before he was granted permission to leave for Germany in mid-March. But his parents remained in Mariupol as the Russian army laid siege to the city.
We don't have any communication, and we didn't call. We check the news, the special news. We see Mariupol is almost destroyed, and we don't know what happened with my family. We really worried.
For 2 weeks, he was left to wonder whether his parents were alive or dead as his hometown crumbled under relentless Russian artillery fire. And then?
I received a call from my father, and my father first what he said, it's we are still alive. It was really, I'm crying, yeah, because I'm happy and I'm crying.
They had escaped Mariupol, taking 3 days to reach central Ukraine on roads riddled with landmines. Today, Zakharchenko says they're safe in Germany. Meanwhile, Zakharchenko and his high school sweetheart and partner of 13 years made their way to Anchorage through the Uniting for Ukraine program. That's a program that allows Ukrainian refugees to stay in America for up to 2 years if they have a sponsor. That's when longtime Alaska tourism businessman John Binkley says he got a call from his son, who was working with volunteers in Anchorage to find places to resettle refugees fleeing the war.
And we said, bring them to Ketchikan. We've got the perfect spot for them here. We'll take care of them. And we have the perfect situation, the MV Malaspina, that can take care of them as well.
They arrived in early June. Binkley says he's not paying the refugees. He says he's not allowed to until they're issued a social security number. But he's covering all their expenses. They have an account at the local supermarket, access to a car, and the use of numerous toys at the cruise terminal, like kayaks, e-bikes, and sea cycles.
And they've been phenomenal. People, just wonderful human beings, hardworking. They have purpose here now, and we've just come to love them and appreciate them, and we feel humbled to help in some small way.
16-year-old Sofia Zagrabelska is living aboard the Malaspina with her mother. It's the second time the pair has uprooted their lives fleeing the war. They had lived near the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk until war broke out with Russian-backed separatists in 2014. They fled to Kharkiv. But then they were forced to relocate again this spring when Russian troops started bombing and shelling their new home. Zagrabelska is a little self-conscious about her English, but she works up the courage to tell me that she's just glad to be away from the fighting.
I'm very happy to be in USA because in USA I be in safe zone. I'm very happy I don't listen sound bomb. And I sleep in bed, not in, how to say, under floor.
As for Zakharchenko, he says he's still getting used to the rain here in Ketchikan, but he loves the scenery.
Oh, it's a very beautiful place. I never see before the view like here. Yeah, it's amazing looking.
He says if the government allows it, he could see himself staying in Ketchikan for quite a while.
Oh, for 10 years, maybe, yeah?
Yeah,
I don't know. Everything is going good. I like this place. I like people who around me who support me. I find new friends here. Also, my work is very interesting. I'm every day study something new.
He's glad to be safe, but at the same time, he yearns for home. He says he wishes he could turn back the clock to before the war and live his life in the country he loves.
I did not want to go away from Ukraine. It was my land. Yeah, everybody understands this. Yeah,
but for now, a berth on the Malaspina will have to do. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.